We're looking at Oxnard, 104, right at the water, Camarillo, 106. We have a red flag warning to tell you.
It's the lead story on virtually every TV newscast, but it's a story you already know. It's hot. Parts of the central and south coast are experiencing the hottest temperatures so far this year, with all-time records falling yesterday for communities like Oxnard, Camarillo, and Santa Maria. But what's behind the heat and, in some areas, dangerous winds?
It's a combination of the strong high pressure and then a Santa Ana wind event. So you're getting those offshore warm temperatures that are going across, pumping up the temperatures. And even the evening temperatures are staying high for a lot of locations.
Bonnie Bartling is with the National Weather Service in Oxnard. Bartling says the heat is expected to peak today, but we won't see the big relief for the rest of the week, which had been originally predicted. We'll be under the influence of different forms of high pressure for the next few days, which will limit the onshore flow, which could bring cooling.
It's high pressure aloft at this point, and then later in the week, it's going to be a ridge building in. So slight difference, but it's still high pressure. Temperatures will cool a few degrees on Wednesday, and then a little bit of cooling, but we're still going to, by the end of the week, we're still going to be above normal, say, 6 to 10 degrees.
Bartling says perhaps the best news in the forecast is that the Santa Ana winds hitting Ventura County should taper off by tomorrow evening.
We'll get more of a return to our onshore conditions, which tend to help cool our temperatures down, especially at the coast and a little bit inland.
The situation has prompted fire agencies throughout the region to beef up staffing so they can try to nip any potential brush fires in the bud. Captain Stan Ziegler is with the Ventura County Fire Department.
We are geared up with extra crews, and we actually have policy that guides what type of responses we have in certain types of weather conditions. This is a Ventura County Fire Department term, but we are in what we call a plan two brush as far as preparedness and a plan one heat. So we prepare an emergency plan that tells us what type of preparedness measures to take.
Ziegler says brush fire danger is usually high in October because that's when we see Santa Ana winds in the region. But he says the drought has added to the annual concern this time of year.
Everybody knows that we experienced many years of back-to-back drought. That is really what caused the elimination of a fire season per se. We used to declare the end of fire season around mid-November. Now, because of the drought and how severe the vegetation is statewide, that's no longer the case. Vegetation is still at a dry level. We have 5 fuel beds in the county of Ventura, and all 5 of those fuel beds are at critical fuel moistures.
So for today, there are elevated fire weather conditions for Santa Barbara and San Luis Obispo counties. And for Ventura and Los Angeles counties, the danger is even higher with the red flag warning in effect until around sunset tomorrow. The humidity could be below 10% in parts of the region today and tomorrow. Looking to this winter, the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration has just issued its annual forecast for the upcoming rainfall season. NOAA's experts say it's a tale of two forecasts for the central and south coasts. North of Point Conception and in an arch north of the Santa Ynez Valley, the prediction is for a 50-50 chance of an average rainfall season. But on the south coast, and in fact for all of Southern California, the forecasters say there's a 33-40% chance we'll see below average rainfall. And as JPL oceanographer Dr. William Patzer told KCLU News a few weeks ago, we're seeing signs of a La Nina condition in the Pacific with cooler ocean temperatures, which could contribute to a drier than average rainfall season. But for today, the weather boils down to one word, hot. Lancer Roscoe, KCLU News.